British Sky Broadcasting presents Silent Running, a Universal release. Voiced by Paul Vates on behalf of MCS Agency. Silent Running, a Douglas Trumbull, Michael Kruskoff production. Starring Bruce Dern as Freeman Lowell, with Cliff Potts, Ron Rifkin, and Jesse Vint. Written by Derek Washburn, Mike Cimino, and Steve Bocco. Music composed by Peter Schickel. Songs sung by Joan Baez. Directed by Douglas Trumbull. Visions of an Eden-like landscape. Flowers of all colours are lush and vibrantly in bloom. A snail slithers over a leaf. A terrapin plops into shallow water. A frog croaks. Rabbits hop about. In an idyllic pool, a man swims. This is Freeman Lowell. Dressed in a plain robe, Lowell sits alone with a small rabbit in his hands.
How are you today? You feeling good? Aww. I bet you'd like something to eat, wouldn't you? Here. Got something in my pocket here. Some goodies. I'll set the table for you here, okay? That's good.
He places the rabbit down and looks around. He seems content. Small in this vast garden, there is, far above him, the framework of a high roof, and beyond the glass, stars shine in the very clear sky. Lowell is watering some plants. From a tunnel, three men in buggies having a race shatter his solitude. Two speed by. One, driven by John Keenan, breaks sharply to speak to Lowell.
Do I have to put signs up here to keep you guys the hell off my grass?
Hey, I'm sorry.
Hey, get out of the way!
Yahoo! Woo!
What do you think you're doing?
The others have sped by, cutting the corner and running over some flowers. The angry Lowell has thrown his rake. Keenan grins and leaves to rejoin the chase. He speeds down plain tunnels and into a large storage hold. All three buggies skid round corners. They're having great fun. Keenan, with Marty Barker and Andy Wolf. But this isn't a race. This is driving just for the fun of it. Like robot with legs walks by. Barker speaks first.
Did you see the way that Lowell threw that rake at me?
Why don't you guys lay off Lowell for a while?
Well, we're just having a little fun. Oh, yeah. Now, what is this?
He throws a cantaloupe melon, which smashes.
Really nice catch. You guys are outrageous.
Hey, listen, Wolfie, we've been here for 6 months, you know? We got 6 months more to go. Doesn't that mean anything to you?
You know, he told me a whole story this morning about how they're going to refoliate the earth.
Again?
The recreation room.
Let's set this thing up the way it was before, huh?
Barker activates a robotic arm holding a small pool cue. Wolf is not too impressed.
Ah, it missed. It failed.
First time.
Hey, let's start playing with this thing, okay?
Okay.
Barker presses a button and the arm moves away.
I'll tell you this for old Flowerface. He sure knows how to play this thing.
Plenty of time to practice.
Lowell is passing the doorway.
Hey, Lowell. About a little of the old poker?
Yeah, later.
Lowell continues on his journey to the kitchen. He has a fresh crop of vegetables. He touches a button and a shield in front of him drops slowly down to reveal a window. As Lowell washes his lettuce and eats a bit, he stares at the stars outside.
On this first day of a new century, we humbly beg forgiveness and dedicate these last forests of our once beautiful nation in the hope that they will one day return and grace our foul earth. Until that day, may God bless these gardens and the brave men who care for them.
Lowell's window is just a tiny speck on the side of a wall that has a huge sign reading Space Freighter, Valley Forge, USA, Southeast, Subtropical. The wall is just a section of a vast spaceship. The craft has six immense domes at the front, all with clearly visible forests inside. And the Valley Forge is just one of many majestic spacecraft slowly drifting in space. A drone walks along a pathway and sees another drone welding down below. In the recreation room, all four men are playing poker. Wolf deals.
Three. Dealer takes one. Deck still open? Your bet, Barker.
Fifty.
Play turns to Lowell.
50.
Keenan matches the bid.
Guts. Come on, son. Throw it on in.
Wolf matches the bid, but not Barker.
I fold.
You bet $50 and then you're folding?
There's a three. And there's another three. And there are three big bullets. And I will just reach in and gather up the teleports.
Beats me.
You bet it does.
I wish they'd hurry up with that transmission. I want to go to bed.
I suggest that you reach deep down inside yourself there and try and find something that'll keep you awake just a little while longer, because this transmission coming up may just rekindle your will to live.
You think it'll be a recall?
Well, let's just say that I feel my communications may finally bear some fruit.
Cantaloupes, maybe.
I'll let that witticism slide by, because it's my feeling that they're about to reestablish the parks and forest system.
With you, no doubt, as director?
You could think of anybody better? More qualified? Huh?
Really, it's more likely...
Oh, wait a second now. Let me just ask him a question here. I've spent my entire last 8 years up here dedicated to this project. Now, can you think of anybody more qualified?
Really, it's more likely that they're going to announce cutbacks.
Sorry, there's There's no way they're going to announce cutbacks. Not after this amount of time.
Hey, Lowell, you're dreaming.
And you don't think it's time somebody had a dream again, huh? You don't think that it's time that somebody cared enough to have a dream? What about the forests? You don't think anyone should care about these forests? What's going to happen if these forests and all this incredible beauty is lost for all time?
It's been too long. People got other things to do now.
All four men are sitting in the high-tech control room.
Hi, this is from Valley Forge, Berkshire, Sequoia. Valley Forge, Berkshire, Sequoia.
This is Comm Central. Channel open for executive order AUC-3423.
Listen to this, boys.
This is Anderson speaking. Boys,
I have to make an announcement.
We have just received orders to abandon and nuclear destruct all the forests and return our ships to commercial service. I have received no explanation. And we must begin at 0900 in the morning. May God have mercy on us all.
This is it! We're going home!
I can't believe it!
I told you what I said!
We just pack up those domes and go home.
Destruct of all forest units. Kiss them goodbye, boys.
You know, I'm sorry. Makes sense, you know?
It's insane.
Let's go.
Lowell is left alone, deeply shocked by the news. The Valley Forge quietly orbits Saturn. In one dome, Lowell walks in, turns on the massive lights and surveys the scene. He tends to some plants and lets a friendly bird land on his arm, all for the last time. In the kitchen, Lowell prepares a cantaloupe melon for himself.
How far out do they go before they blow?
About 6 miles. You should feel a hefty jolt.
I want a front row seat when these babies go.
I'll bet you do.
Lowell, do you have to eat that stuff in here?
It stinks.
You never let up, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, now you hurt his feelings.
I'd like to know what any one of you knows about real food.
Lowell, what do you mean, real food? What, out of the dirt? That's real food, isn't it?
That's right. This happens to be nature's greatest gift.
To a celibate, maybe.
Come on, you guys. Maybe you know something we don't. Hmm? Hey, Lowell, give me a slice of that cantaloupe, huh?
Hey, don't ask Lowell for a slice. I'd be delighted to give you a slice of that cantaloupe.
Just sit down and shut up! Sit down! Sit down!
And shut up and leave me alone, all of you, now, and let me eat.
Hey, now, what's the big deal? I can't see the difference between that and this anyway.
You don't see the difference? The difference is that I grew it. That's what the difference is. That I picked it and I fixed it. And it has a taste and it has some color. And it has a smell. And that it calls back a time when there were flowers all over the earth.